In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most dear faithful, on this Ash Wednesday, standing on the threshold of Holy Lent, I pose a question to you this morning and ask you, what makes for a good or a bad Lent? Very often, our sense of personal success or failure during the season of Lent is measured by volume and by degree. We routinely set ourselves up with a substantial list of priorities, and then we add in a high bar of expected achievement. And then the first perceived failure, often within a day or two after Ash Wednesday, devastates the best laid plans. And Lent appears done for before even the first Sunday has been celebrated. And climbing back on our proverbial horse gets harder and harder with each successive fall. And some iteration of this scenario usually plays out because of our own volition, our desire to solely orchestrate the Lenten journey. Saintly spiritual directors have warned us of this folly. The great Irish Benedictine monk and spiritual writer, Blessed Columba Marmion, reminds us that, and I quote, "The church has naturally to legislate as to the work of expiation." In other words, Dom Marmion is saying that the church has the right and responsibility to guide the faithful in making amendments for sin, using such things as penance and prayer and fasting. Dom Marmion continues, "The church has fixed for all her children a share of mortification, which notably comprises the observances of Lent, of Fridays, of the Ember Days, and vigils. In essence, then, we do not have to invent something novel regarding our experience of Lent." Even Blessed Columba discourages any attempt to do so. And he goes on in this quote, "One who is little enlightened prefers his own mortifications, but it is beyond doubt that the expiations imposed by the church are more pleasing to God and more salutary for our souls." So then, Lenten success is not promoted then by volume or degree, but by unity. Unity with the bride of Christ, the church. Dom Marmion continues, "All the value of our sufferings and self-denial is derived from their union with the sufferings and merits of Jesus through his bride, the church. Therefore, we should ask the question, why would we attempt to offer anything on our own behalf when we can unite with the mortifications of the church, the bride of the only begotten, who is ever pleasing to God?" Blessed Columba concludes, "He sees in our united offerings the closest and deepest participation that souls can have with the sufferings of his beloved Son." Dearest faithful, it should be clear that suffering, penance, and mortification, just for the sake of suffering this Lent, or any time for that matter, is of little or no eternal benefit and brings us no closer to the abiding intimacy with Christ that our hearts so deeply desire and need. But when we are united with Christ through his bride, he sees us through her, and we become most pleasing to his eye, and most welcome one day, please God, we pray, to enter the banquet, to enter the eternal wedding feast. of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.